When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
How's everybody doing? Always good to be back in the great state of Indiana here at the Combine. It's always fun for me to come back where I'm from, and just to think that 23 years ago that I drove over here and had a dinner with Brandon Bean, which you know eventually led to me getting in the NFL. So excited time to be here. You know, as we go on to 2024, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank my staff. There's a lot that goes into preparing for the Combine, whether it's logistics, getting us to the airport, the hotels and all that stuff. So staff did a fabulous job. And I would also like to, you know, mention Jeff Foster with NIC and the job he does putting this stuff, this event together. He does a phenomenal job. And if you guys understood half of the stuff that he has to go through to get all these players here, the medical, the hotels, the flights, they do a phenomenal job for us. So as we move into 2024, you know, it's the first chance to get around a lot of these players that we haven't been around. You know, it's important for us. The medical at the Combine is obviously very important for us. Getting around the players in terms of interviews, the workouts, it's a great opportunity for us to really get to start to know these kids and to develop our plan going into 2024. I know you guys are going to have some questions about, you know, upcoming free agents, you know, on our roster. We have, you know, Saquon Barkley, which we're going to talk to his representatives this week. There's nothing new on that front. You know, the conversation, the plan all along was to meet here in Indy and have those discussions about, you know, how we're going to move forward with him. He's a guy we'd like to have back. So those conversations will take this week and will, you know, take place this week, and we'll see if we can get something done with him. And then Xavier McKinney, the same boat. You know, his agent, David Maghetto, get in here on Friday. We have a meeting planned with him. I've had really good talks with Xavier over the last couple of weeks, but talks have not begun with that. I know there was something out there that maybe they'd begin conversations with a contract extension, but we haven't had any talks other than we're going to get to the Combine, you know, think about where you guys see the value, we're going to have our comps, and then we can start from there. But, you know, Xavier is another player that, you know, we'd like to have back. He's 24 years old. He was a captain, played 100% of the snaps, and, you know, we think a lot of X, and, you know, look forward to getting in the negotiation period here later this week. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
You talked to Daniel about what your plans might be at quarterback in terms of adding somebody, and potentially will he be sort of in the loop at all on that?
Daniel's been in there every day. He's been working hard. We've had good conversations, and he understands where we are. He understands that we're going to need to add a quarterback. He's coming off an injury. Tommy DeVito's under contract, and Daniel. So we'll bring in either a veteran quarterback through free agency, and that, you know, Tyrod's in the mix there too. We're going to talk to Tyrod's representatives this week, and Tyrod's a true pro. He's been really good for not only Daniel, but, you know, Tommy DeVito and his progress throughout the year. He's a true pro. So we'll address the position. Again, it can be through free agency, and it doesn't preclude us from doing it in the draft as well.
Do you have any better indication at this point, Daniel, you know, with his progress of when he's going to be back? Or I know you
said
so
he actually started throwing. Yeah, Jordan, he actually started throwing. He's been throwing for about 2 weeks stationary now. He's not dropping back or doing any of that stuff. So he is on track. He's doing everything he can to get back. We're optimistic about where he is. And there's some talk in the spring that he may be able to go through, whether it's 7-on-7 or individual, throwing routes on air, that he'll be able to do some of that stuff. We probably won't expose him to team activities, but every patient responds differently to surgery. So, you know, knock on wood, we haven't had any setbacks. He hasn't had any setbacks. And if he continues on that pace, he should be ready for the start of training camp.
What is your faith in Daniel?
I have faith in Daniel.
You signed him.
I have faith in Daniel as our starting quarterback.
as far as, you know, is the bar for a quarter, starting quarterback, can he get you to a Super Bowl and win it? And if that's the bar, is that still the bar you have for Daniel?
Say that again.
Is the bar for your starting quarterback, can he get us to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal for everybody, is to win a Super Bowl. So we want to win a Super Bowl. It's not one position. You got to build a good team. You got to have surrounding parts. There's a lot of good quarterbacks that haven't won Super Bowls. So you got to have a good team. So it's not just the quarterback position. I understand your question. But I think you got to continue to build a team around the quarterback. And it's an important position. But, you know, I think you got to build the pieces around him on both sides of the ball and all three phases.
Joe, there's a lot of talk about whether the Giants might trade up. You might trade up in the draft. 2018, you guys traded up in Buffalo from like 21 to 12 a couple weeks before the draft. Yeah. The Jets traded up from like 6 to 3 a couple weeks before the draft. When you're trading up weeks before the draft, does that just – it's not saying you would do that, but do you have to like three prospects if you're going to pick third, or would you trade up – hoping to get one guy at that spot?
Yeah, that's interesting, because we were actually, when that happened from 6 to 3, we were actually doing a private workout with Josh Allen. Like, literally there in Laramie, Wyoming, Josh is throwing, and Indianapolis traded that pick, and they were 3. And again, you don't know what other teams think of the players or who they're going to get. Obviously, there was some inclination that the Jets were going up to get a quarterback at 3. So I think at that position, and I said it last year, it's a different stratosphere. Like, you got to get around these kids, and you got to get to know them. And until you're able to do that, it's hard to make those type of moves. So we were still going through our process at the time in Buffalo to get around those prospects. And then once we were comfortable, that's when you make that type of move. So again, this is the start. You know, there's a lot of these prospects. It's the first time we're going to get around them, and we're looking forward to it. But free agency will set the table for some of the decisions we make in the draft. So again, it's an exciting time for us.
Would make a move, like generally speaking, that kind of move for just one guy, right? To know what the teams in front of you are doing.
That'd be hard to do until you're on the clock. And again, that's a different occasion. I know the Panthers did it last year. They did it, like, I think the day was March 10th. They traded up to 1. So whatever exposure they had to Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, whoever their guy was, must have been good enough that they said, we got our guy. And I think that's important, because then if you get around them or you find information out that maybe you're not excited about, you just traded a lot of draft capital to go and get somebody that now you're uneasy about. So I think you got to be comfortable with the film. You got to be comfortable with who the player is, what the setup's going to be for that player to have success before you do something like that.
Are you comfortable with the state of your roster to give up the assets it would take to do a trade up?
Again, the roster it's fluid. Okay, we still have free agency. The roster could look a lot different in 3 weeks from now based on what we do in free agency. So that's evolving. It's hard to answer right now because the way the roster is going to look, and that'll help set our plan as we go into the draft. Some of it's going to be based on what we do in free agency. And again, the exposure to the players.
Given what we saw last year with the running back market and the available backs this year, what do you make of the free agent market this year for running backs?
What do I think of the free agent running back market? Yeah, I mean, there's some good names there. I mean, it's a little bit of a saturated market. There's some guys at different ages that have had success. There's some older guys that have had some success. So it's a diverse group. That's a good question. I can't predict what's going to happen with the running back market. We'll have a better feel here in a couple of weeks once you get into that, when you can start doing the negotiations and the contracts. But, yeah, again, three running backs were franchised last year. We'll see if they're franchised again this year, or maybe they're not, what their value is. So there's a lot of uncertainty as you go into free agency because, again, teams can re-sign their players up until – that Wednesday, they can negotiate with him. We can negotiate him starting that Monday. So you'll really get a feel for the market, 13 days from now when we can start negotiating with agents.
Unique spot with Saquon, because you went through so many, rounds of negotiations. Yeah. And, usually you do that with a guy and be in the same spot the next year. How has his value changed in your mind from where you left it last July 15th, whatever that day was?
I wouldn't say his value has changed, especially to the organization. Like, he's a captain, he's a leader, he's a hard worker. I think the world of Saquon, and I still think he can play. So my value for Saquon really hasn't changed. Unfortunately, throughout the process, starting back in November of 2022, we weren't able to come to an agreement in terms of where we both thought a deal made sense. So we'll circle back again. He has a new agent, Ed Berry, who we have a really good relationship with CAA. Really good guy and does a great job. So look forward to sitting down and having conversations with him. I think we've all grown, Saquon, myself, the organization, through the last 12, 13, 14 months, and Saquon may be in a different place now than he was then in terms of understanding the market and the business side of it, and I'm looking forward to having those conversations with him.
You came here last year, you talked about you were juggling a lot of balls. The idea that, you know, you had negotiations with two of your top players, you had the combine process. How much did you learn last year about how to do it? And has your process changed at all? Are there things that you are now going to do differently that maybe you learned from last year?
Yeah, I think the process last year was sound. Again, we're always going to evaluate every decision that we make. But when I look back on it, whether it was getting AT done, you know, the deal with Andrew Thomas, the deal with Dexter, we did the deal with Daniel. Unfortunately, we franchised Saquon. We were hoping to get something done with him. Bobby O, I think, was a good addition. A'shaun, Nacho. So I think in terms of free agency, I think the process went well, and we were able to sign some guys that were valuable contributors. Now there's some guys that we wish maybe we thought they would have contributed a little bit more, but I think it was a sound process, and every year is different. We don't have that many young players that we're looking to extend like we had last year. So it's balancing, you know, signing those guys outside the building that can be role players or starters, but also understanding we want to build this through the draft. Like when we took the job, we still want to build the team through the draft and supplement it with free agency. And that's still going to be the case.
Did the salary cap inflation last week, unexpected amount, change maybe your perception on using either of the franchise or transition tags?
Yeah, that came into play. It really did. I was telling somebody earlier, Friday afternoon, I was watching film, and I get an email, and it's from the league, and it's the salary cap number, and I open it up, and our staff was on vacation through the weekend, so I was in there, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe how much that went up, because we were very conservative on our estimates in terms of our plan. So it's caused us, we're going to reconvene here and talk about some of those things that you were talking about, because again, we were operating in the 241 to 243. We were being conservative, and it's a pleasant surprise where it ended up coming in. So yeah, we're going to recalibrate and say, okay, now this is what the salary cap is. We didn't think it was going to be this much. And, you know, how will that alter our plans, if it'll alter them at all? But, you know, looking forward to doing that with my staff later this afternoon.
How you watch film, and I'm just curious, like looking at last year's draft class, Jalen Hyatt, Deonte Banks, what are you looking for in your first watch? Like as soon as you turn on the tape, what are you looking for in these guys' film?
Well, it depends what position it is. Yeah, wide receiver, you want me to walk through that? You know, it's the critical factors. We have critical factors and position specifics at every position. So if it's a receiver, you're looking at quickness. Can you separate? Can you catch the ball? That's a requirement for receivers, you know, catch the ball. So athleticism, that's going to jump off the tape. And then you go down the line. There's several things that we look at each position, but those are some of the initial things at receiver.
What was it that caught your eye about him?
The production, the speed, you know, against very good competition. Did you have one, Kim? Sorry.
With Saquon, I'm just wondering if even psychologically off the table, a new agent in place, if maybe this can go smoother this time. Because he wants to be here, and you just told us you want him here.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say the franchise tag's off the table. No, I mean, it's I think the new number, if we were going to franchise somebody for the first time at that position, is like 11.9, and his number's not much more than that. So the salary cap changes your philosophy and how you're going to attack things. So that's not off the table. And again, like, we don't want to do that. Like, in a perfect world, we don't want to do that again. But again, yeah, we're going to have conversations. We're going to talk through it and see what his, you know, I know he says he wants a fair deal, and I appreciate that. And, you know, ultimately we got to do what's best for the franchise, you know, short term and long term, and we'll take all those things into account. But look forward to meeting with his representatives.
Joe, you talk about faith in Daniel Jones. Does that faith rise to precluding drafting a quarterback in the first round, or including?
Where we are at six, we're going to look at everything. We're going to look at all positions. And again, you hope you're not up there again. You don't want to be picking in the top 10 or in the top, but it's a good draft. It's a solid draft across the board, and we're going to have an opportunity to get a player, good player, and we're going to evaluate all the positions and take the best player we can.
Back. When you're negotiating with one of your best buddies.
Negotiating with Brandon is always difficult, because I sat in that room multiple times and watched him negotiate. So I know his tells. I know when he's BSing me. And it's probably a little bit to my advantage, you know, negotiating with him. But it's good to have allies in this business. And if it makes sense, we were able to get that deal done pretty quick. But Brandon's one of my good buddies. I look up to him. He does a great job there. And it's always good to call him if there's a player we're interested, specifically somebody we drafted and had intimate knowledge of. But, you know, it's good negotiating with him.
You know how the locker room, the players in the room feel about Saquon? Does that impact, you know, how you go about the situation with Saquon?
And that was baked into a lot of our contract negotiations last year. I mean, that's why you go to a player like that and you try to extend them and you stretch and you stretch and you stretch and ultimately you couldn't get something done. But yeah, all that bakes in, or you know, if they don't fit our mold or you know the makeup that we desire or the locker room, then you know we'll probably look elsewhere. And it's okay to let players walk now and then if they don't fit that mold. But you know, he's somebody that we you know we'd like to try to get back.
What do you think of the top of this quarterback class?
What's that?
What do you think of the top of this quarterback class in this draft?
Yes. It's not just at the top. There's some guys that are mid-levels that I think will be good number twos. There's some guys that, you know, can be number threes in the draft. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a solid draft all over.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.